What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7:33 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Lots have been said about the Baltimore Ravens and their effort on Sunday night at the end of the game. Marlon Humphrey had a lot to say. This is one of his latest comments about the game.
I can't say during the game I really thought about it. I will say when we were up 15, you know, I like to sit next to Roquan on the bench because I know he's going to be pretty locked in throughout the entire game, and I want to be kind of at that same mental level. And I just remember being up 15, and I'm like, I looked over and was like, you know, let's go win the game. And I think as a collective, I think, you know, when you watch the tape, we all want to do that, but I think it goes kind of to what Harv's addressed in the team meeting. He said, you know, we're just not mature enough as a team yet. I think it's very clear we got great players on both sides of the ball, but defensively, we have to work on our maturity too. It doesn't matter what our offense is doing. It doesn't matter what Lamar, like, we have to go out there and win the game. And right now we're, you know, our maturity level right now is, sadly, when we get in those situations, it's just not good enough.
Now, he was asked whether or not he thought this was going to happen. That's the original question that he was answering. I'm concerned, Ed, when you look at some of the veterans on that defense, for him to be taught about maturity, that's concerning.
I'm a little concerned, too, because clearly there's something wrong. And so what we saw the other night was not our imagination or just playing, you know, one of the elite quarterbacks in the league. Is there something up? And to say they're not mature enough, then what does that mean? To me, that means they're just making mental mistakes.
Yep.
Not paying attention to the coaches, being out of position, things like that. And it's like, that's a bad sign, man.
Your thoughts on that, Jeremy?
I mean, it's game one. You don't like hearing that you feel like people were missing assignments or not in the right place or doing the wrong thing.
But sounds like that, too, right? When he said,
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like there's one or two specific people, but he's doing the right thing.
Is he
by
talking
not
about younger
name.
Players?
It would feel that way, right? I mean, couldn't we talk about weak side linebacker and say, okay, what was going on there all game? Mm-hmm. Could we talk about, I mean, I have to go back and look at Starks. That's the first guy you would probably think of because he's one of the newest members there. But the other guy that looked really bad was Jair Alexander. So what if he was freelancing? So again, I don't want to point fingers, and I did not break down the film. Maybe Ken would have a better idea watching the defense and going,
Kim McKusick.
But we don't know. We don't know who was out of place and who wasn't doing things. We can see who we think got burned. How many times did we have this happen way back when where we were watching it going, all right, who made the mistake? Was it the corner or safety? Did the corner think he had help over the top? But people watch it and go, look at the corner just getting beat. He just let him go.
You know, it's funny you say that. I know this and remember this because this is when I was a diehard fan of theirs. The catch, Dwight Clark.
Mm-hmm.
What DB is in the picture? Everson Walls.
Okay, yeah.
Wasn't Everson Walls' man. But that picture will live in history.
Yes, absolutely.
Is Everson Walls got burned.
Yeah.
Everson Walls saw the play and reacted broke off what he was doing to react to the play. And he got posterized. That happens so often, Jeremy, in secondaries. You have a great defender. You see what happens. They'll break off what they're doing, get in the picture. And we, not knowing what defense, what the coverage was, we think that's the guy that got destroyed when chances are was not.
Well, even then, like we could.
That's why I love having former players and coaches do color commentary. Same, they can break that down.
Same thing with interceptions from quarterbacks. Like they're going to get credit for the interception or, you know, get dinged for it when, okay, what if the receiver ran the wrong route? How many times have we seen a quarterback going, what the hell was he looking at? Yeah. He was throwing to a spot that he thought the guy was going to. Maybe even look at the Lamar interception against Buffalo in the playoffs where he kind of chucked it up down the sideline. He hadn't done that all season long, and it's like, where's he going with that? So, again, I just go back to, like, sometimes you really aren't privy to what's happening on the field, and the guys will tell you after the game. More times than not, you're not going to hear what's going on behind closed doors when they're discussing, hey, he was out of place, he was out of place. But he's not naming names, which I think leaves it up to interpretation.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Do you think he was sending a message to anybody in particular, Ed?
Message?
I would assume he was. We're not going to know who it is. But if you say something like that, they know who they are.
I mean, you know who you are.
You know who you are. If you blew an assignment, you weren't paying attention, you got burned, you did something stupid. I mean, mistakes happen. People get beat. I hate to use it. They get paid too, but they do. I mean, they, you know. You don't win every battle in the NFL, but if your head's not in it, you know, alignment, assignment, man, it makes everything. I mean, if you're not aligned properly and you don't carry out your assignment, you make it bad for everybody. And that's supposedly what happened on that no rush. You know, when they had the 11-man prevent, nobody was covering the sidelines. Just keep everybody in the middle of the field. Let them catch the ball.
Yep.
Nope. Nope. We're not going to do that. So, I mean, they know who they are.
Jeremy, are you concerned with them sending messages after week one, or is that the sense of urgency that they should have?
No, I think exactly that.
Sense of urgency.
I love the fact that they bring it up after week one. You don't let this linger longer, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, man, we should have said something back in week one, and now here we are. We're sitting at, whatever, 2-2, 1-3, whatever it may be, and going, man, I wish we would have kind of laid down the law there. And again, if it is Jair that's kind of freelancing and not doing what he's supposed to do, somebody needs to lean on him and talk to him. If it's one of the rookies, you definitely need to pick that guy up. That would be the easiest guy to do it. If it's someone else, you know, you're hoping you got good leadership.
I don't think it's one of the rookies. Because I don't think he would be going after a rookie week one.
Okay.
When you talk about maturity, I mean, you expect rookies to do rookie-like things. I think it's Jair.
I do, too.
But again,
we don't know, so I don't want to just start.
I'm speculating. I don't think Marlon Humphrey would go throw that kind of shot at a rookie in week one. Maybe week 7 or 8 when you're not learning from your mistakes. But you expect veterans to come ready week one. You expect veterans, when you talk about being immature or not having the right maturity, that to me says you didn't meet your level of expectations.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think it's to a veteran. To do it to someone like Starks or something, you're not going to do it to him.
No.
First game in the NFL.
You tear him down.
Yeah.
This is my first time around. My bad. I don't think it's a rookie.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.